doing things like moving people around the locker room, changing schedules, things like that, can that benefit? Are there benefits to that, or is it just?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention who's been moving around the locker room or not. You know, all I know is that we all have to go out there and practice, regardless of where you're at in the locker room. So I haven't really paid attention to the switch around.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Oh, no, I'm still going. But I just came late to the party, so I wanted them to. Yeah. But anyways, just talk about Tony Sperano taking over and just your thoughts.
You know, we all seen what he did out there in Miami. And, you know, watching him this year work with the O-line, he's definitely a coach that, you know, when he got something to say, he say what he has to say. And, you know, going out there, he changed up practice a little bit. And, you know, his mindset is moving forward. And that's just like everybody else on this team is moving forward, going out here taking care of these next 12 games.
Do you feel a sense of, I guess, hitting the restart button and maybe a fresh start now?
Yeah, when you're on four, you know, I kind of look at it as like a, you know, it's the first quarter. You know, first four games, we didn't do good. And now we're in the second quarter, and, you know, we got to go out here and start playing strong and definitely starting to, with our new, with our division game starting to come up.
How has the last week been for you? Has it been kind of a whirlwind, or just you're waiting to hear what was going on and what was going to happen?
You know, I wasn't even thinking about it. You know, I knew that we had a bye week. After bye week, we had another game coming in after that. You know, so that was my focus, just moving forward and trying to get ready for the next game.
Looking at being 0-4, are you confident that maybe you guys can turn this thing around?
I've been on an 0-4 team before, you know, last year in Pittsburgh, and we still had an opportunity to make the playoff, and we came out 8-8. So, not a thing of panic, and just a thing of turning it around and moving forward instead of looking backwards.
Do you know what exactly happened last year with Pittsburgh to get it moving forward?
Start winning.
That's it.
Simple as that. Just start winning. You know, looking ahead, not looking behind you. When you start looking behind you, it slows you up. You know, you gotta look ahead if you want to take care of business ahead.